Well, to Tennessee now, where more than 400,000 people could not vote in the November election. The state has one of the country's highest rates of voter disenfranchisement for people with felony convictions. WPLN's Paige Flager reports on how some of those who lost the right to vote are challenging state laws.
The polls have only been open for about 15 minutes when Brandy Tomlinson pulls up to her precinct in southeast Nashville.
I was up bright and early, ready to go vote this morning. So I was ecstatic. I mean, it was like Christmas morning for as a child. That's how I felt this morning, coming to get to go vote for the first time in 8 years.
Brandy had her voting rights stripped away when she pleaded guilty to a felony. Her situation is surprisingly common here in Tennessee. According to a new report by the nonprofit advocacy group, The Sentencing Project, one out of every 13 adults in Tennessee is disenfranchised. For Black Tennesseans, it's even worse. One in five can't vote because of a felony conviction. That's the highest rate in the country. And Brandy didn't even know she signed away her right to vote until she went to cast her ballot 8 years ago and an election worker told her she couldn't.
It was very embarrassing, and it was heartbreaking to find out that I no longer had a voice in the country that I lived in.
But this election day, things are different.
So I'm going to go in and vote, and I'll be right back.
Brandy finally completed the bureaucratic process of getting her voting rights restored. She's one of the lucky few. According to the Secretary of State, only about 450 people have gotten their rights restored in Tennessee so far this year. When she comes back out a few minutes later, she's got this huge smile on her face and triumphantly holds up her "I voted" sticker.
I feel great.
You're like grinning.
Yes, it's so hard to express how I feel right now. On the inside, it's just I'm joyous and I'm excited, and to have a say, no matter how small it may seem, it's still my voice, and it got heard today.
This moment is something that a lot of disenfranchised folks won't experience. That's because over the years, Tennessee lawmakers have made it harder for people to get their rights restored instead of easier. The first hoop that someone needs to jump through is finding out if they qualify, which sounds simple, but is actually incredibly convoluted. It depends on what they were charged with and in what year. And the specifics keep on changing. Some people won't even make it through that hoop. Someone charged with rape or murder can't get their rights back at all.
You can never vote again for the rest of your life.
Taronze Akins is an activist who got his rights restored after 17 years behind bars. He says one of the next hoops dredges up a lot of painful, racist history. Tennessee requires people to pay off their court costs and restitution.
Let's talk about still a poll tax, another form of having to pay to vote.
And on top of that, Tennessee is the only state that requires people to pay off back child support before they can vote. That can amount to thousands of dollars. Akins says that's out of reach for so many recently released people who make a starting wage of 17 cents an hour when they're behind bars.
When you get out, you're starting over trying to get on your feet. It's impossible to get out and just pay all of that. Now, it's just another voter suppression, just another way for them to suppress the vote.
It took Dawn Harrington nearly a decade to get her voting rights restored. Her experience inspired her to start the organization Free Hearts, which helps other formerly incarcerated women do the same. One person at a time.
The whole landscape of power in this state can change when those close to 500,000 people have been re-enfranchised, when they can participate, when they can elect leadership that reflects our interests.
And Harrington says she's got a lot of hope that change may finally be on the horizon in Tennessee. That's because there are a handful of legal challenges moving through the state and federal courts. A few of those suits have the name of a Memphis woman on them, Pamela Moses.
I wasn't going to give up without a fight.
Moses's case is pretty notorious. A probation officer signed off on her paperwork to vote again, even though a prior conviction actually made her ineligible. Neither Moses nor the officer say they knew that at the time. So she was convicted again for lying on an election document. Even though those charges were dropped, Moses is still barred from voting forever. But her situation is being used as an example to challenge the constitutionality of felony disenfranchisement.
People will get their right to vote. They will either get it in my lifetime or they'll get it in yours. But they'll get it.
She says even though she can't vote, this is her way of making sure that her voice is heard. For Here and Now, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.